Pendergast with today's headlines.
All right, let's get right into it. Headlines. We got plenty of audio coming up at 7 o'clock. We will relive the big plays from Sunday's win over the Patriots through the voice of Vandy. We'll relive some of the highlights with you, take you through them. Do that at 7 o'clock. But just know the Patriots, the Texans beat the Patriots 41-21 yesterday. First time ever the Texans are victorious at Gillette Stadium. They did it in grand style. My favorite numbers on this game, Seth.
Ooh.
C.J. Stroud, 3 touchdown passes. Will Anderson, 3 sacks. A little symmetry there between our two picks. How about this? C.J. Stroud, 192 yards passing. The Texans, 192 yards rushing as a team. That is balance, my friend.
Right that's extreme balance. I thought and then I think the Texans rush defense doing incredibly well as well. I mean, really, the quarterback was the guy that hurt them most. Drake May have been their leading rusher.
By far. He was double the next closest guy. Yeah.
Their running backs ran for somewhere around 40 yards total, I think. I mean, that was...
Doing the math, 44 yards total from the
44 yards total. So, yeah, I underestimated you, Patriots rushing attack. Sans Ramondre Steele. Yeah.
Jerk face.
I thought that, again, one of the things I liked best about yesterday was that the two real driving forces behind that win, the run game and the big runs, I mean, Damian really sealed it with that huge touchdown run.
That was great.
But then, so that's something that we haven't seen since Indianapolis, the running game being a huge factor. Yep. Two was that the pendulum finally swung back, and a defense that looked like they should be getting a lot of turnovers created a lot of turnovers. So different ways to win, different ways to beat different teams. Can they show up? Are they there for you? Every game tells a different story, Sean. To quote another non-Patriots slayer, Brock Osweiler.
Right.
Every victory tells a story, and sometimes you got to do it differently. Yesterday was a different way of doing things.
The things they were supposed to do well against this particular team, they did very, very well. And that was good to see, and that's how you win by 20 points. Could have even been more, but we'll take it. 41-21. Texans get Denico Autry back this week from suspension. What does that mean for them?
Sweet googly moogly. I kind of forgot all about
it. That's it, man. Yeah.
Except for people mentioning it yesterday.
Right.
I'm excited about that. I think some of these, where the quarterbacks had led the league in quarterback pressures but didn't have the sack totals that matched that, some of that's just because of athletic quarterbacks getting outside of the pocket. And Denico Autry helps in that regard. I think both as an edge rusher and an interior rusher. Remember, Denico Autry's versatility is one of the best things about him. So I think there's going to be times where he's rushing on the inside. I think there's other times where he's going to be rushing on the edge. But he moves really well in space. He does a great job of tracking guys down, getting his hand in a passing lane to make them pull the ball down. He created one of the funniest Deshaun Watson lowlights of the year last year when he was corralling Deshaun Watson. Deshaun turned around and threw the ball inaccurately 15 yards backwards. Missed his running back.
Yes.
Yeah, that's the kind of stuff that Denico Autry can do. So when you're looking for drive-killing sacks and actually finishing the deal, he's going to be really good, not just as a primary pass rusher, but as a guy that picks up flushed out quarterbacks. So I'm excited about that. Assuming he's healthy.
Yes.
He was banged up during camp.
He was. I would hope the 6 weeks he's had off have been a chance for him to get right and get ready to go. Programming note, Nick Caserio joining us on the show 7:30 Wednesday this week. He's the executive vice president and general manager of the Houston Texans. He's the one that got this party together, basically.
I heard he was doing crotch chops on the sideline to all the Patriots
personnel
afterwards.
That would be awesome. In his mind, I'm guessing he was.
I don't know. He sounded kind of conflicted when he's talking about the Patriots last week. He was GM show with John and Mark.
Yeah.
They're just not. He didn't sound conflicted. He never sounds emotional.
Right.
But he just, he's very respectful and I think honestly, like, obviously grateful for his time there.
Almost annoyingly respectful. Yeah, yeah.
Be at your turn heel,
Nick. Yeah, turn heel.
I'm watching this Vince McMahon documentary so I can get to know you better, Sean. And, man, I am. I kind of want to I might take a vacation week to go back and do nothing but learn the history of pro wrestling from the WWE expansion onward.
Okay, that's... I watched, to get to know you better, I watched the Menendez Netflix documentary this weekend. See, that's, you refer to it.
To let the listeners know, it's because I watched the Menendez brothers.
Not
yeah,
Seth
not because
parents.
I plotted to kill my parents
you're
and
right.
didn't have the guts to go through
you're
with
right.
it. Nothing like that.
If you
yeah.
were new to the show, that would come across as one of the all-time zingers right there. But I was being truthful. You are a bit of a Menendez enthusiast.
I went into a rabbit. I never was. I was in high school when the Menendez brothers stuff was happening. So it was one of those things. You know how it is in high school. You kind of vaguely aware of stuff, but not really. Yeah.
No, Amy put it on Netflix, the documentary, not the one that has actors in it right now, not the biopic, the Netflix documentary where they interviewed both of them over the phone from prison.
Yeah.
And I'm with you. I knew they killed their parents, but I didn't know all the details. And in the first 5 minutes, I'm asking Amy these details. She's like, do you not know about like looking at me like I was stupid. Like, do you not know about like all this? These details.
So she was looking at me like I was stupid as
by
I was
proxy,
watching it.
She was, yeah, a little
the
bit.
Hell,
probably deservedly so. I would guess. Hey, let's get to these other headlines here. In the NFL, the Dallas Cowboys are terrible, and they're especially terrible at home. They lose 47-9 to the Detroit Lions at home. The big story from this game, though, Seth, is actually really bad news for the Lions. I don't know that I could come up with a more significant non-quarterback injury in the NFL than Aiden Hutchinson breaking his tibia yesterday in a gruesome, gruesome injury. Mm. Like both teams gathered around the cart.
I haven't looked at it at all. There's a graphic. Is it a Joe Theismann type?
It's in that realm. Yeah.
That's what I figured.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. You don't need to watch it. Just know that it was bad.
Oh, I just had a flashback to Joe Theismann. Okay, yeah, I can't. No.
Don't watch it.
Poor Aiden Hutchinson. That sucks,
Don't
man.
Watch it. Yeah, yeah. Well, in the Lions, I mean, he's their best player. He was the front runner for Defensive Player of the Year going into yesterday. So that's a tough one for the Lions.
They managed to beat the Cowboys without him for the rest of the game.
By 38 or whatever.
If that's any consolation.
Yeah. Yeah, so it was a good day yesterday, man. Cowboys get blown out. The Browns lose again, so Deshaun had a horrible game. The Titans and Colts played each other, so one of those teams had to lose, so that was cool. Mm-hmm. It was the Titans yesterday.
Dude, I'll tell you what, if you're a Cowboys fan, I can only imagine what it's like to look at the odds board for next coach fired and see Mike McCarthy all the way down at fifth and know that, wow, this has nothing to do with merit or anything. This is completely about Jerry Jones just keeping Jason Garrett around forever and Jerry Jones being so slow to make decisions.
Yeah.
And Mike McCarthy can get away with this probably for two more years. So look forward to that, Cowboys fans.
Yes, yes. The NFL, we'll go around the NFL probably more in detail tomorrow, but those are the big things that happened there. College football, AP Top 25 is out. Texas number one again after destroying Oklahoma this weekend. Yeah, 34-3, they beat the Sooners. Oregon up to number two. Yeah. Seth Payne is an Oregon household.
Having a child who cares zero about sports, it was hilarious. It was hilarious. Like, Dad, what is this college game day? Why? Like, they're blocking the entrance to the anthropology building.
Yeah, exactly.
In my I'm going to take this up with ESPN. Apparently, they had blocked off the handicap access, and were trying to one of my students' friends was having an issue getting in, so I had to give the to ESPN. Yeah,
okay, that's dirty pool right there.
Yeah, yeah. No, but it was hilarious. I was like, I kept texting updates during the Oregon game, like, oh my gosh, I can't believe you're missing this.
It was a hell of a game.
It was
a really good game. Oregon ends up beating Ohio State. Ohio State only falls to four. This was one of those games where you do start to feel like the 12-team playoff water the season down a little bit. Like in any other in any previous season, that's an elimination game. Oregon and Ohio State in October.
Yeah.
And it was still had some juice, and it was still great. But both these teams are going to be in the playoff. Hell, both these teams might get a bye in the playoff.
Teams will make the Big Ten quarterfinals.
Yeah,
whatever the hell
true.
It is.
God, I forget they're in. They're not both going to get a bye because they're in the same conference now. Oh, I hate realignment so much.
No, Sean, this was a Big Ten matchup for the ages.
I hate realignment.
Everybody knows when Penn State goes to Oregon, that is classic.
Oh.
It's October. It's the Big Ten. It's so in stupid. Eugene.
It's so stupid.
Oh my God. It's
a
beautiful man. a.m. Oh, it's beautiful.
That's dumb. I hate realignment.
Change is good, Sean.
ALCS gets started tonight. Yankees and Guardians. Dodgers take a 1-0 lead in the NLCS over the Mets last night. All right, let's get to we'll hear from D'Amico Ryans. What the locker room speech sound like after yesterday's big win over the Patriots? And we will relive yesterday's game, the high points from yesterday's game, through the voice of Mark Vandermeer. We will do that. We acknowledge at 7:20. We got a Texans heavy acknowledge me coming up in the 7 o'clock hour as well. Stay there. You're listening to Payne and Pendergast.